changing of seasons is always bittersweet. So many memories to tuck away as we say goodbye to one and look forward to embracing another. We just recently enjoyed a hike in the woods with our children near our home. They climbed and explored, and already we were surprised to notice the leaves changing and the sun setting much earlier. Soon we'll be getting ready for change, changing colors, changing temperatures, a change in activities. Sometimes I'm excited for change, and other times I fight it and try to hold on to summer for as long as I can. My children often feel the same as they try to fit in every last swim and campfire before it's too cold. Change is not easy for many of us. We love what we can rely on. We thrive on routine, and knowing what to expect is comforting. But I've tried to encourage myself as well as my children that with each new season comes new adventures. Now, there's a book called The Little Yellow Leaf, a book about a leaf in autumn that was reluctant and not ready to let go. But after the leaf discovers a scarlet leaf, the yellow leaf finds courage, and eventually they let go together, no longer fearing the unknown. A new season, for some, can signify a fresh start or a new beginning, while for others, a change of season could mean facing something difficult or challenging, perhaps a time of adjustment or a time of growth or learning. Whatever it looks like for you, I want you to remember that in Romans 8:28 it says, "And we know that in all things, that means every change and every new season, God works for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose." God has placed us here at this time and season for a reason. He has wonderful plans for you, and He promises to walk with us in the warm seasons that are full of sunshine, but He also promises to be there when our seasons are cold and lonely and sometimes difficult. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." In other words, whatever season you're walking in, you are not alone. He weeps with us, carries us, laughs with us, and celebrates with us through every journey, every path, and every new season we step into. So if you feel like that reluctant yellow leaf as you brace yourself for cooler days ahead, remember that your loving Heavenly Father holds you close. Trust Him to soar with you as you let go of your fears and worries of what lies ahead, and embrace the One who loves you and can't wait to walk with you and talk with you as you walk into this next season.